Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
About 6.5 hours later, at 10:56 p.m. Eastern Time on July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first person to set foot on the moon.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to the WB3TXW, EchoLink, and Autopatch repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
KB3FWW, your audio is a little low and you got some fry pan noise in the background, so just FYI. This is KB3MXM. You're listening now to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net on the third Friday of every month. We'll stand by here for just a few moments while more stations join us. And we'll be right back. This is KB3MXM. All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC section manager. Thank you again for John for bringing
connected.
I also added, for those enthusiasts in military items like radios and equipment, there's the Red Ball Swap Meet. Up near Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, at the last week or so of September. The next Ham Fest scheduled for the section is Saturday, July the 28th. Well, not for our section, for Pennsylvania. The next nearby Ham Fest is Chambersburg on July the 28th, and then Berrysville on August the 5th. Stand by. Another opportunity to operate will be coming up in August. Matter of fact, the Civilian Conservation Corps' amateur radio operations on the air. It's the second weekend of August, the 11th and 12th, starting at 1400 Zulu and running until Sunday at 2100 Zulu or 5 p.m. You might catch them as well as the Maryland DC CUSO party running the same weekend. It is a one-day event from 12 p.m. on Saturday until midnight. Standby.
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, EchoLink node 84345.
Connected.
Back on GXW. It looks like Wash underscore GXW. Okay, so maybe he's patching things together. Reconnected. Okay, very good. Thank you very much, sir. John's sending some notes here. Connected to, he's going to connect it to WB3GXW-R. So let's see if we get everybody back online here, and we'll continue on. We'll stand by as everybody recovers. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland at DC Section EchoLink Conference here on the WB3GXW system. Stand by.
Okay, this is WB3GXW. Everybody switch over to WB3GXW-R. Verizon is having a problem, and it's affecting Wash DC and N3HF. So if Marty, with your blessings, get them over here on WB3GXW-R, and that's node 17225. Over.
Connected.
WB3GXW-R. Very good. Looks like they're starting to join. We'll get back to it, folks. You know, this is all what it's about. We'll overcome and persevere. So we'll stand by while some more join. Thanks again, John. Great job. Good recovery. And Houston, we don't have a problem anymore. Yeah, looks like FWW is having some audio issues there. Still just all like a screaming cat here in the system. All right, we'll stand by. More will join, I'm sure. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. We've switched over to the WB3GXW-R system, and we'll wait for our participants and members to join us. We'll be standing by.
Kilo Bravo 3, Whiskey, Quebec, India, for IG.
Okay, Ed, we've got you. Thanks. I saw you just come on. Very good. And Chris, Kirk, Tommy, you guys are starting to come over. All right, it'll just take a few minutes for everybody to gather up. We'll get back to it in just a moment.
Thank you.
I'd offer to connect here, but I'm not sure how many stations this little weak computer could handle. KB3JQQ.
I won't even tell you how much pain I've been through the last 3 weeks without a laptop. The new one showed up 30 minutes before the net. You should have seen me running around trying to find all the passwords and setups. Okay, we'll get back to it in just a few moments here as we recover. As John said, everything's headed back over here to WB3GXW. We'll get started with the net in just a few moments while more people join. And you're listening to the Maryland DC Second Echo Link Net. My call sign is KB3MXM, Maryland DC Section Master. And stand by. We'll be right back.
KB3SWW. If somebody can disconnect me from the Washington conference, please do so. I cannot do it from here. KB3SWW.
Your audio is full of noise, and Wash_DC, according to John Crash. So if you can get to one of the other EchoLink nodes to get in, that would be great. But your audio is just full of noise at this point, so I wish you the best. KB3MXM standing by. All right, good evening, everyone. It's quarter after. We'll fill in the gaps as we go through here. We've got a few stations checked in. Eric Phil, there comes Pete. Excellent, Pete's on now. I see Jim and Paul. Golf 3, Sierra Echo Alpha, thank you. I also see Scott's in there from the Juliet Quebec, Quebec. Kurt, myself, and Tommy. All right, very good. I know. I'm on a new headset and I'm on a new laptop. I guess I could make all kinds of adjustments, but at this point, I'd prefer not to have to touch anything to mess it up. You know how it works. Matter of fact, I'm using my smartphone headset. So we'll see how it goes. All right, here we go, folks. Stand by. KB3MXM. We'll start over here as I started just a few moments ago. I'll repeat myself just for the fact that it did crash. So we meet once a month at 8 o'clock on the third Friday. Thank you all for joining us, and thank you for participating. A couple of activities that are going on this month that you might be interested in. The next HamFest is in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. It is the Chambersburg Valley Amateur Radio Club's HamFest on July the 28th. Following that is the Berryville HamFest, very popular around this area, down in Shenandoah Valley Amateur Radio Club on August the 5th. For those that are interested that might want to attend some of the section conventions, we've got the Virginia State Convention being held in Weston, Virginia on the 24th, and the Pennsylvania State Convention being held in Uniontown, Pennsylvania on September the 1st. And then we're back to Virginia Beach on the 8th of September, and I added to the list for those who are the military type enthusiasts that like to see the military stuff, the radios, the equipment, all of that. The 21st and 22nd near Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania for the Red Ball Meat Swap, or Swap and Meat. And then we're back to Maryland on October 7th for the Cara Fest. Stand by. We'll be right back. Some other activities that are happening, and these are in Maryland for August. This is the first full weekend of August. The Civilian Conservation Corps Amateur Radio Ops on the air will be the 11th and 12th, starting at 1400 Zulu or 10 a.m. and running until 2100 Zulu or 5 p.m. on Sunday. And they'll be using the odd-even hours to work 10, 20, and 80 on the even hours. And on the ad hours, they'll be on 15 meters and 40 meters. More information can be found in the section news. Also on Saturday is the Maryland CUSO Party. This is a single-day event sponsored by the Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club for Saturday, August the 11th. It starts at 12 p.m. and ends at midnight. Rules and other information can be found on the W3VPR, Victor Paparomio's website. For all details, stand by. Also added to the list of activities that you might be interested in, for those who are starting or maybe continuing their interest in digital radio. Some interesting changes, some interesting things have been going on. The shortwave station, they call them domestic shortwave stations. They are shortwave stations in the United States, and there's quite a few of them. The closest one is in Red Lion. It's a brokered Christian shortwave radio station in Red Lion, and it is experimenting with DRM, Digital Radio Mondel, digital radio, from one of their or two of their transmitters pointed towards Europe and North America. Also, for anyone that lives in the Frederick area that might have been entertained with the gamut on 820 AM, they've switched their format now. The gamut is now in digital mode AM on 820 kilohertz. And if you have a new radio or have a digital radio in your vehicle or you're interested in listening to digital fidelity from AM stations, much better fidelity, you might want to consider getting yourself a DRM radio. And there's a lot of shortwave stations that do that as well. So get something that'll let you reach out to the shortwave community. And weekly and on weekends, you can find the shortwave radio program being broadcast from the WRMI domestic shortwave station in Okeechobee, Florida, using digital FFK text and images. Stand by. We'll be right back. This is KV3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Conference and NET here on the WB3GXW-R repeater system. Continuing on with news, the TMARC list came out for UHF. What I noticed about that was they've segmented some of the higher areas of this into other groups. You can look at it on the TMARC site, also find the list of frequencies in the section news, and compare that with what you find in the band plans. And you'll see there's some additional segmentation that's going on there. So that's in the TMARC report. Also, consider, too, when it comes to frequency agility, you'll see some information in the section news about whole community RF comms. So there's a big interest, and it's continuing interest, in FRS, that's Family Radio Services. These are your radios you buy at like Walmart, Kmart, places like that, or order online. I think the Bofang radios allow you to do this. Just be careful, you don't want to be off frequency. But these radios give you ranges of a few hundred yards to maybe a couple of miles. And there's an interest in having those in go kits for our ARIES members. And communities are also interested in that because it can form a radio network in a small community. You turn the radio on, it has the capabilities of receiving weather alerts, weather messages, and the capability of paging and situational awareness. So there's an article in there about FRS, and I was interviewed on the Amateur Radio Newsline, if you happen to listen to that. There's a whole segment in there, a portion of that program that talks about FRS. Stand by. All right, we had a good turnout this last month for sections for our EC's reporting. We're not at 100%, but we got 33% thanks to Jim, WB3. Oh, my goodness. I just can't remember his call sign now. It's just the same. Anyway, Jim got a good report out to the league, but we need to improve that quite a bit. And I've been touching base with Jim and Ken, our section PIC, and we've been talking to others within the section to get a consolidated 205, ICF 205, so we can publish it. So if we have a disaster or we have a situation, then the section will be able to utilize the 205, especially when it comes to ARIES and ARIES mats or other activities. So you'll be seeing that coming in the next couple of months. Stand by. Also, a nice turnout for the HF Hospital Net. That's on the Wednesday following the third Monday. And no, that doesn't work in Outlook very well. You just sort of have to hard-code it in there. 3820 or down 5, depending on QRM. And this would be with the 80-meter bands for those that are generals and above. So continue to participate. The hospital net's very important. It shows continuity when it comes to communications. We've got quite a few hospitals within the Maryland, D.C. section that Jim and Wanda, especially Wanda, who's the coordinator, has continued to push forward. And we hope that that program will continue to grow. Break. And again, to reinforce the need for training, so there are ICS courses to be taken. I would encourage anyone who is interested in emergency communications to take those courses. You're going to be hearing things about ARES Connect coming soon. This is the league's program for pulling together all of the ARES information, the groups, all the training. If you need to go back and take some remedial training, I suggest you try doing it now and have it ready so that you can enter that information within the ARES Connect, and that will benefit the section and the Atlantic Division and the league, as well as our served agency and community leaders. So if you're in the, if you're tomorrow when it's raining, which you're supposed to do, and we'll get to that in just a minute, you might want to just crack open the training guide and look up some of the required ICS courses. Break. All right, let me just alert a couple of folks here on the list. We got Mr. Jim, WI3N. And we've got Kurt, who was here. Oh, he's still here, Skywarn. So Kurt will on a little bit about the weather situation tomorrow, the next couple of days. So I'll let you talk about that. And we've got Atlantic Division Representative Jim here. And then we'll work our way through the list that I see on the screen and anyone else who would like to join us from the repeater systems. So we're going to take a break, let everybody reset, and we'll be right back. All right, this is KB3MXM, Maryland, D.C. Section Manager. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section Conference and Net here on the WB3GXW-R system. Thank you, Mr. John, for all that hard work getting us back up. Let's go to our representative from the Atlantic Division, Jim, WI3N. Jim, do you have a few words for the group, sir?
Okay, Marty, thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. excuse me. Well, first of all, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be holding its test session tomorrow at the Woman's Club of Laurel on Main Street, 384 Main Street. So it starts around 9 o'clock, and then they'll probably hold the mentoring session afterwards. So anybody that needs to go there, if you have someone, do that. And number two, you had mentioned the 205s. We do have someone here in MDC working on getting all of that updated. My plan is I've put out to Bill Edgar and Tom Abernathy to be able to get a spot on their website to upload 205s from the rest of the sections. And my plan is, or hope is, to at least get enough stuff up there that we can play a little bit on the SET coming up in October with that. Nothing really earth-shattering to do, but at least getting people to play with downloading stuff, sending some messages around the division. So that's about it from here. Thank you very much. Back to net, WI3N.
Hang on a second. I'm not in a radio room, as you can tell. I just got my brand new laptop. The other one died, so it's going to take a while before I recover, so I'm sort of working, as they say, remotely in a new location. All right, very good. Okay, John reports that Wash underscore is working, but not trusting it, so we're going to stay right here. No frequency changes, folks, no frequency changes. Okay, Jim, that's great information. Thank you very much for all of that. You know, it's very, very important that that we continue to share within the section, and especially all the way up at the Atlantic Division level. You know, we've got a lot of activities going on. I can't tell you lessons. I cannot really tell you all the lessons learned from my experiences in Puerto Rico and Texas and Florida. So, you know, I'm just going to say that if you have information that's valuable, you need to get it to the section emergency coordinator. That's Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS. Get it to your ECs so they can get to Jim. Get it to your section. That's your section leadership, section manager, assistant section managers, PIC, and those folks. Okay? Very, very important. Stand by. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, so let's go on, move over to Kurt, WA3TOY. We've got some weather coming our way. I hear it might actually be arriving a bit early. And he's going to tell us about the wind and the rain. Go ahead, sir. WA3TOY.
All right, Marty. I was looking at the forecast for the weekend. And actually, it's calling for rain pretty much all through the week coming up next week. Possibility of thunderstorms every day, and rain and miserable weather for about the next week or so. I can't really, let's see here, can I do this? No, it won't let me do that. I was hoping I could bring up the weather on the computer at the same time I was doing EchoLink, but it won't let me do that. Anyway, we have had a few Skyborne activations lately in the last week or two. Like I said, they're calling for rain for the next quite a few days. Sorry I can't give you more information, but I'm limited as to what I can look up here at the moment. WA3TOY.
Okay, Kurt, very good. Well, I can share a bit of information with the group here. First of all, if you're looking for area weather, you can use your browser to go to Lima Whiskey X-Ray. That is the identifier for Sterling. So if you put in your search engine WX and then space Lima Whiskey X-Ray, it's a good possibility your browser is going to find the Sterling site, and you'll see there the National Weather Service Forecast Office for Baltimore and Washington. So right now it looks like within our area, out to about 60, maybe 70 miles from central Maryland, we have flash flood watches, small craft advisories, rip current statements, beast hazard statements, and hazardous weather statements. Okay? And right now it looks like the weather hazard is going to be for strong to heavy thunderstorms that could affect the area, and also a round of shower and thunderstorms that could produce saturated soil, leading to localized flooding. And we'll remind everyone that Ellicott City is still prone to flooding, as well as many places along the coastal areas, Anne Arundel, Prince George's, Montgomery, and the stream areas in Frederick County, Carroll County, and out west, as well as the Eastern Shore. So situational awareness is important. If you hear about activities that might require ARES activations, contact your emergency coordinator or the section emergency coordinator. And please CC me, KB3MXM, and our PIC, Ken, and Brownie, AZ3AB. All those people can be found on the MDC website. Stand by. All right, let's go to some of our LinkedIn systems, and then we're going to get to everybody else because we got a little bit late start. We're trying to move quick here. Let's go to W3ICF-R. Philip, why don't you go ahead and check in, sir, and then anyone that's on your system that would like to check in, please go ahead.
Q.
Marty, W3ICF here from the home station, and I'll go ahead and pass a word to W3ICF-R. Any RF check-ins out there on the repeater, come ahead to net control. W3ICF, stand by.
Hit radio.
All right, Phil, why don't you pick up W3DO, and then we'll hear from you.
Okay, he should come right on through there. I don't know if you heard him there. But go ahead to the horse conference server there, Mike, W3ICF.
Thank you, Phil. It's Kilo 3, Dr. Oscar. Mike here, actually in Knoxville, Maryland, just outside of Frederick. And check into the net. And good to hear everybody, and good to hear you, Marty. I don't have much really to add to the net, so I'm going to send that back over to you. This is K3DO.
All right, very good. Phil, you have a few words for us, and then we'll move on to the next repeater system, sir.
Okay, Marty, not too much here for me. We're just doing our usual thing up this way, and we're hoping that this rain doesn't do a number on us like it did about a month ago here in Frederick County. But they had to replace some drainage stuff and rock stuff up so that hopefully if we have another one of those torrentials, it'll get carried away and not spread out over the neighborhood. So the guys there at FARC are doing a great job there in their training and testing and what have you, as well as many other facets here in Frederick County. And Mike and Brian are the big operators for that effort, and Frederick County is indebted to them. Back to you, Marty, W3ICF.
Indeed, Phil. Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. And just a reminder for you on the net tonight and for your comrades and fellow hams, we as the section leadership, are trying to move forward the concept that as an ARES member and as an amateur radio operator, anytime there is a weather warning in your area, you should be in the monitoring mode. You should know your local repeater and its PL tone if there's one needed. Maybe even know what area you're in, so if you're in a particular county during work. It's very, very good to have this information at hand. Situation awareness is so important in understanding disaster preparedness and scalability of resources. So, I work in D.C., so I've already had the list of the repeaters within D.C., not very far from the Voice of America repeater. But I also know what repeaters are active in D.C. and what repeaters support emergency communications. And we should all, as hams, have that as a quick reference with us at all times. All right, let's take a break, and then after that, we're going to move to the KA2JAI repeater system and stations connected there. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Net. Stand by. Okay, let's switch over to KA2JAI repeater system and its connection through, I don't have it in front of me. Sorry, guys. New computer. Don't know where all the screens go. They disappear magically. So let's go over to KA2JAI for any check-ins.
Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
KB3, please don't mind.
KB3KWC, no comments.
That's KB3YY. I'm on the KA2JAI or whatever the I forget the call sign, but I'm on the Annapolis repeater.
Alpha Echo 3 Julie Golf.
KA2JAI.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Now I did miss one just before Paul KWT. I got Whiskey Juliet, I got KWT, I got YY, Juliet Golf, and JAI. I'm missing somebody. Who is the station that called in the midst of all that? I didn't get your call.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Okay, now we got it. All right, very good. Thank you very much. Let's go to KA2JAI first. And then we'll start at the top of the list with Whiskey Juliet. All right, I don't know how my computer is doing that, but we'll just go with JAI first. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Marty. Good evening. I picked up on the tweet that was sent back on July 8th about using SoundCloud and Android FL Message with split-screen tablets, and I had coincidentally just purchased a split-screen tablet not too long ago, so I tried that out, and it worked pretty well. It's kind of fun to do. I want to announce that this Tuesday evening, the 24th, will be the next monthly installment of the license exam sessions at the National Electronics Museum hosted by the Maryland Mobileers. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. Marty, I'll turn it back to you and give a chance to somebody else here on the 442. This is KA2JAI.
All right, very good. Thank you. Yeah, that works pretty cool. It took me a little while to figure that out, but it does work out pretty well. You have to split screen, and then you go to SoundCloud. You pick up the radiogram transmission audio from the program, and then basically you hear it, and while it's being heard, it's being received by the FL Metrius system, and then you actually see the text that comes from that FSK signal. Very good indeed. Very good. Thank you. All right, let's go to Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Marty and all. This is WJ3K Gordon. I appreciate your comments about the 205s and the coordination of frequencies for emergency service, both repeaters and simplex and digital and voice. I have gotten quite a ways along on correlating that stuff, keying it so that anytime you see a frequency and a call sign, you should be able to identify what it is, where it is, what it's being used for, and who's using it. But it's very much like herding cats. I've got the framework, and I think you've seen some of it. So it is not a trivial process, but it has been a working process for several months. Back to Ned. This is WJ3K.
Okay, very good, Gordon. Yes, Gordon, that's quite true. A work in progress in engineer speak means we're still figuring it out, but work in progress indeed. This is where we need to share, and we need accuracy, validation. We also need to have a life cycle in this because things change. So in part of the 205 and part of 217 and the rest of the NIMS ICS process, remember that it's important for us to know where our reliability is at too. VHF might be crowded by other emergency operations. You might have to use UHF or vice versa. And systems that are tied together, that are linked, like Southern Maryland and Arundel County, those systems are tied together and cover a large geographic area. So during a disaster, they could be in heavy use. Thank you very much, sir. All right, so let's go to November 3, Yankee Whiskey Golf. And after that, Paul doesn't have any comments, so after that, we'll go to YY. So, Yankee Whiskey Golf, please.
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie. No comments on that, just sounding great, Marty. And be good when you get the computer back into doing what you want it to do instead of it doing what it wants to do, and you can just go along for the ride. With that, I'll pass it back. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie. I'll be clear.
Okay, Milford, very good. Now, I'm going to assume that our Golf 3 station, he might be awake, and we might have gone to him a little early. Let me check in with Paul real quick before we go to Yankee. Golf 3, Sierra Echo Alpha. Sir, thank you for joining our net this evening. And how are things with you? If you could add a few words, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Roger. KB3MXN, G3SEA, portable KH6 in Honolulu. Good afternoon. Aloha. I'll keep it brief. The situation on the Big Island, it's out of the news cycle, but that Fisher 8 lava flow is still going. It looks like the Hudson River going down to the coastline, and so far 706 homes have been destroyed in that small southeast area of the Big Island of Hawaii, which is 200 miles from here in Honolulu. Other than that, we've got RIMPAC still going on. That's a big big naval exercise, and sometimes it causes strange events. Garage doors keep opening and closing mysteriously from the RF and intermod from the ships and subs and God knows what's out there, or in the harbor, Pearl Harbor anyway. So basically that's it. I saw you had a net up, so I thought I'd drop in. G3FDA, portable KH6, back to net.
Okay, Paul, where I thought it was the middle of the night, it's actually an early evening for you. Thank you for that update on Hawaii and the Big Island. You know, we still have areas that are recovering from disasters, floods in the Northeast, in New York, fires in the West, hurricane damage and flooding in the Gulf area, in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and Hawaii as well. So communication is very, very important. So thank you for sharing that with us, and some good lessons learned there. All right, let's go to Yankee Yankee. You're next, sir. Go ahead.
This is AB3, Yankee Yankee. Thank you, and don't have any comments for the net. Just enjoying listening in. This is AB3YY. Handles Bill.
Okay, Bill, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And your comments are welcome very much. Oh, you know something? I forgot Tommy. You know, Tommy, I'm gonna have to put you right here in the rotation. You know, for whatever reason, I'm still getting used to this thing. Let's go to Tango 3, Tango Juliet Oscar, Tommy, for a few comments, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody. Watching some pretty significant convection rolling through Ohio, Kentucky, and into West Virginia, so setting the stage for some action tomorrow. Other than that, not much going on. This is Tommy in Skaggsville, N3TJO, back to net control.
All right, Tommy, very good. And next on my list is Juliet Golf. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, everyone. It's John here, and don't have much to add here other than Marty. I can completely commiserate because I just did a Windows update, and it took out all of my sound cards, so for some reason, my signal link is no longer working, and nor are all my headsets, so got to work on that, but hopefully I'll get everything back running. I'll pass it back to you, Marty. Alpha Echo 3, Juliet Golf.
Yeah, it was unexpected. For whatever reason, I knew that I had gotten a couple of warnings about the hard drive, and I had been very careful not to abuse it, so, you know, as they say, once it's on, leave it on, which is what I was doing. And came back with a blue screen after a couple days away from it and said, okay, well, obviously I'm going to have to reboot. The first reboot did not go well. The second one did not go well. The recovery took 3 days. And then it came back once, but then it wouldn't let me do anything. It was just one painful moment after the other because I had this, you know, expectation it was going to recover. Luckily, I can still get into it because I can get to the root. So a lot of stuff, much of the section stuff is on that machine. And luckily, I have much of it backed up. All right, enough of my misery. Let's go to something a little happier here, I hope. let's go to Pete, November Juliet Kilo, and then we'll drop over to Chris, a Whiskey Golf. Maybe he can tell us a few things about traffic system. Go ahead, Pete. You're next.
This is KB3NJK. Thank you, Marty. Just listening to comments, I'll make a couple of my own relative to previous ones. As far as WXLWR goes, I recently got reconnected to Skywarn, having been PGN 166 for several years now. And for Paul, G3SEA out there in Hawaii, I'll be coming out that way in February on a vacation with my wife. And it makes me realize I should really at least bring an HT, if nothing else. I'll bring a radio up in that direction. My only other comments, first of all, I'll ask when I finish how the audio sounds on this rather inexpensive laptop. But my other comments are relative to upgrading my home QTH here. Recently, I put up a G5RV HF antenna, which I'm really happy with. And also, you talked about Windows upgrades. I had new windows put in my 170-year-old house, and I bought some Comet, I don't remember the model number, but they're flat coax pass-throughs with SO 239s on either end, so you don't have to cut holes in your house or in your window to pass through coax cables, and they seem to perform really well without any degradation in SWRs or anything else. And having being a member of Aries here in PG County, and actually housing the PG County North GO kit, which includes a Kenwood D710, which I've had the pleasure of playing with. I bought my own recently, and tomorrow I expect to receive a dedicated power supply, some power pole connectors, and a PT5T data cable for that. So that's pretty much it. Let me send it back over to you from KB3NJK.
Okay, very good, sir. Very good indeed. Thanks, Pete. And our friend out in Hawaii, Golf 3 says, bring your surfboard. I don't surf. Matter of fact, not much of a beach goer. I do like climbing mountains, though. It's one of my thrills is mountain climbing. Okay, and little mountains, not big mountains. All right, very good. Let me see if WQI. Ed, did you leave us here? I know you're having connection problems. WQI, are you still here?
KB3 and WQI in the group. I had to switch over to Washington_DC again because they kept on flipping me off of GXWR. So I'm still here.
All right, very good, sir. Thank you. Do you have anything to add or any activities that the group would benefit from?
No real additions. I'm going to try to make that ham fest in Gettysburg one when it comes around. But tomorrow, my plan is to hit the Cecil County Fair and see what's happening there amongst the cows and the horses and all that good stuff. Anyhow, 7-3s to everybody. I think it's past my bedtime. KB3WQI.
All right, very good, Ed. You're listening to the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Net Conference. My call sign is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, and I'm located in Owings Mills, Maryland. Let's go to JQQ, and then Chris will follow up after Scott with you, Chris, Whiskey Golf. Go ahead, JQQ.
All right. Good evening, everyone. It turned out to be a nice, beautiful sunset. I took some pictures of it. It's 80 degrees now. I've got the door open. And as far as the dual screen system, my main computer is dual screen, and I can't go back. In the laptop, I hook the TV up to the HDMI port, and it becomes an extended screen when I turn it on, which is very useful for playing videos and stuff on the TV. So that's just my thoughts on it. I'm sticking with Windows 7 because at least I have control over the updates. Back then at KB3JQQ.
Okay, very good. I remember when OS 3 came out years ago. I remember when I shifted from 3.1 to Windows. All right, very good, sir. Thank you. Let's go to Chris, Baltimore Traffic Manager, BTN Manager for Traffic, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris, go right ahead, sir.
Well, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the conference. It's great to be here. I've been quite busy on the weekends, and I haven't had a chance the last couple months to drop in, so it's great to hear everybody. I'll be brief. Baltimore Traffic Net continues to welcome new hams, and we meet each evening at 6:30 p.m. on the Shawsville repeater 145.330, and we provide training for traffic handling, message traffic handling, and all things traffic related. Please join us if you would like to do so, and we welcome everyone to check in. Back to you, Marty. Great to hear you guys. AB3WG.
All right, thank you, Chris. All right, I'm checking my list, as they say, and checking it twice to make sure I haven't missed anybody, naughty or nice. And we're closely approaching within a few moments to the top of the hour. Is there anyone, let me ask you this, is there anyone that would like to add any more comments or activities that are related to amateur radio or the enjoyment of radio that would benefit the group this evening? Your call sign, please.
WB3GXW.
GXW. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, sorry about the crash of Warsh, D.C. It's back up and operating. However, Verizon has determined that there is a problem maybe related to not enough light on the fiber optic to the site. So, needless to say, we don't want to take that chance, and they will be there tomorrow to correct that in the afternoon. We'll have amateur radio bulletins tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock.
And finally, let's see here. Yes, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be at the Berryville Hamfest. The team that I am affiliated with will be at the Berryville Hamfest administering exams on that Sunday, first Sunday in August, and we usually get a pretty good crowd, between 35 and 50 applicants, and that session would be uploaded on Monday. So anybody who earns a new license should have their call sign Monday. And that's all I got, and thanks for putting my node to the test. It worked okay. WB3GXW out.
All right. Thank you, John, for all of that, and thank you for keeping things running. I'm going to end this session for this month with a couple of words that you might have read recently in the section news. First of all, you can get the section news on the ARL website by searching MDC section. You can have it delivered to your email by using your member opt-in session to opt into section news. Let me just read this. I think it's important. Very, very much so. Recently, I was in the Virginia area, and I heard a ham repeatedly tell a road station they were operating illegally on a local UHF repeater. After monitoring, it was clear it was a nearby highway crew using the 440 band. The crew was directing traffic. So I searched on the Virginia Department of Transportation website, knowing that it was limited sight for 70 centimeters, finding the nearby road crew, and driving a short distance where I observed the crew using, of all things, like Bofang radios and talking on simplex. This happens often, and it is intrusion into the amateur radio band. So we have to continue to educate and inform our partners in communications, identify any malicious activities with our official observers. And I suggest that although you may be listening to a 2-meter repeater right now, your radio is capable of scanning much more of the band. And maybe you get a chance to look around and see what you can hear and what you shouldn't be hearing. So let's continue to do that as hams. Let's be good stewards of this excellent opportunity. With that, I have nothing else to add. I hope everyone has a fine evening. Please be safe out there tomorrow. Remember, set your weather radios to alert if you're going to be in bed and you need to be alerted. Potential danger. Keep your AM radio on, especially monitoring the local repeater if indeed you're in a warning area, and keep other people informed as well. I'm going to be looking for any inputs from Howard County, Frederick County, Anne Arundel, Prince George and Montgomery, all of those counties that suffered from flooding in the last deluge. So I'll be looking for inputs from there. And I think that we're being very, very good about reporting when we do a call-up like we did for Ellicott City. Well, I've been working with some folks on coming up with a process where we can do a quick call-up of the hams. So have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. 7-3. AB3MXM.
B3JQQ.
Comment.
Oh, go right ahead, sir. Mr. Phillip, W3ICF.
Earlier there when you were talking about the weather and the alerts and what have you, I just wanted to pass on. I think you know this, but I want to be sure I pass it on. N3RO runs a net Thursday night on the 14673 repeater. We are also serving as a sort of a backup weather alert system during some of the emergencies. We participated in a couple of those storm things. I should say that that Rick in 3RO did activate the local group here to try to gain information and pass it on. So Rick is our contact here in the amateur group of FARG, FARC, and working as a WeatherNet supplementary station for weather severe weather conditions. Back to you, Marty, W3ICF.
Oh, very good, Philip. Can you send me an email to my call sign at the league.net with the details on your Thursday net so that I can put that on my list of reportable items? And if you're interested in getting participation. Also, you know, I didn't mention this evening that the social media part of the section is continuing to grow. We're on Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Facebook and other places. So, you know, that's, once we get, we're getting a great opportunity with our public information coordinator and external affairs, Ken, to work on publicizing that. So send it to me and we'll get it down, okay?
Marty, if I don't do it, I will have Rick do it because he could give you more pertinent information about the complete setup. So I'll talk to Rick and have him email you, W3ICF.
Okay, very good. And you might want to talk to Johnny, says something. Tell him to correct the WASH DC also, whatever that means. Okay, guys, my dinner's been waiting 45 minutes because I was frantically trying to get this computer configured that arrived 30 minutes before the net. I got to go eat. I'll talk to you later. Baby 3MXM, Maryland, D.C., Section Echo Link Net House is now over. 7-3 offline. Oh, I see what he said, John, to connect, not correct. My mistake, sir. Tell him to connect to WASH underscore. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be using, you're absolutely right, we're going to be using the WASH underscore DC for call-up situations. That's all going to be part of the communication plan that we're going forward with. We're in a pretty good area with decent communications, good resiliency for Echolink. So during those activities, I or someone will try to bring up on WASH underscore DC for situational awareness. Good point. All right, guys, that's it. I got to run. KV3MXM 73.
Roger. That was what I was trying to convey. Thanks, Marty. Good night, everybody. Be safe tomorrow. WB3GXWM.